Hey, After Buzzers, dang, they were about to kiss, but they didn't. We've got season 2, episode 3, Un Pacto con el Diablo. We've got 2 special guests, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV super fan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Real dreamy stuff we got here going on. This is Kid Francis?
Yes.
Kid Francis. Kid Francicoli. The song's called My Baby. It was a recommendation from our beautiful guest, Miss Sandy Baez here.
Yay!
Hey, who plays Isabella on the show. She has great taste in music. She's a great actress. But welcome, guys. Thanks for joining us. We do have the live chat up, so if you got any questions for Sandy, throw them on up there. Any predictions, everything. You guys know we love to talk to you. Welcome here. We're going to talk about Un Pacto con el Diablo. My name is Leslie Ambriz. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at In Less Than No Time, and I have beautiful guests here.
Thank you.
You guys want to introduce yourself?
Hey, After Buzzers, my name is Candace Cruz, and you can find me on all of my social media at Candace R. Cruz. And we have our lovely guest, Miss Sandy here.
Hey, guys, you can find me on Instagram at Sandy_Baez or Twitter Sandy Baez.
All right. Hi, guys. I'm excited to be back and with these lovely ladies. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at M.O. Classified.
And we have another special guest hiding off in the couch over here.
Miss the Queen of the South, Queen of the South, number one fan.
Yes. Where can people find you, Rosie, on social media?
I'm Social Rosie with a Y across everything.
Smart girl.
Exactly. Really
smart. She keeps it simple. You know?
I do.
Easy to find her. You guys, this show is
so intense.
This episode. The show is amazing, but this episode was intense. But before we get into that, let's talk to Sandy here. We got some questions for you. We got fans that chimed in. If you guys want to ask more questions on Twitter and Instagram, everything, just go to hashtag AfterBuzzTVQOTS. And Candace will get you.
Yeah. So thankfully, Sandy and I were chatting this morning and came up with an awesome hashtag. So like she said, be sure to do that. On your last picture on Instagram, you have a lot of good questions.
I do.
Like some really intense ones.
Oh, I got me thinking.
What do we got in here?
All right. So let's see. I have questions, she says. Nina Nino. number one is, what is your personal relationship with Isabella like?
So Isabella, to me, throughout these past 2 seasons, has really, I've learned so much from her. Mm-hmm. Even though you may think she's a brat, to me, she really puts her feelings out in the open. She says what she thinks, and I've learned a lot from her. You know, if like I want to tell someone I love you, or hey, I don't think that's cool, like I'll do it now because of playing Isabella for like 2 seasons.
Yeah.
It's like a cool thing that I've related to her a lot.
Would you say that you were more timid before that, and that's kind of brought that power out of you?
A little bit, okay. It was more just like, I'd rather just not say things. And I'm like, you never know if this is your last day on Earth.
Exactly, just be vulnerable.
Just say it.
What would it hurt?
Okay, but would you have liked it if your dad gave you a string of pearls for your birthday?
Oh my god, I would have muchas gracias. Obviously, there's like a little bratty side to Isabella that is not me, but that's what makes it so much fun to play Isabella on TV.
And then what about your situation with your parents? Like, if you were really, you know, in Isabella's shoes, like, how would you feel about your mom? How would you feel about your dad? Like, the situation overall?
I mean, I feel so much for her character. It's just so sad to see both of her parents act like the children. So she kind of, throughout her childhood, just has to be that adult in the relationship. And it's a big turning point in this season where she maybe has to let her hair loose and then kind of go through that crazy thing again. Because her parents were always that. So now it's like her turn, you know?
Right. Yeah. She's the only character on the show that has the ultimate control over Camila Vargas and Epifanio.
Right.
Nobody else can do what she can do.
Exactly. What I love about Isabella is that she brings out the human side of Camila, which we don't get to see because Camila's always like so well put together, and then when she's talking to me, she just melts,
right?
You know, so throughout the season, I kind of figured that out.
And you're the weak spot.
With that message in this episode where she was talking, like saying, I just wanted to call you and see what you're doing for your birthday, come visit me, it was so sweet.
She's stalking you on Instagram.
I love how current this show is with the drones and the Instagram and everything. It's super cool.
When she was leaving the message, just saying, you know, te quiero mucho. It was almost like she was holding her breath expecting a response, even though she knew she was leaving a message.
Right, right. Like, yeah. back in the day on shows, like they would pick up in the middle of the voicemail. Right. It was kind of like that, like, oh, I hope she still picks up even on the message.
Exactly. Yeah. yeah.
Only what else we got?
All right, let's see. How are Sandy and Isabella alike? How are they different? We kind of touched on that a little bit, but yeah. Let's see. How have your past experiences as a daughter, teenager, Latina helped you shape your character? That's a lot.
That's a good question.
A daughter, a teenager, and a Latina.
Well, I think any person that went to high school or middle school now these days has gone through what Isabella is going through this season, where it's like you have that friend that kind of corrupts you. You have the choice of staying out and partying or doing your homework. And, you know, I went through that, obviously. Like, we all have.
Right.
You know? So I think just living my normal life, that helped me connect through to Isabella.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like teenagers have it so much harder now, right now, with, like, social media.
Everything they do is just on blast, you know, all the time.
There's no turning off.
You can't screw up, because somebody probably recorded it on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Well, I'm guessing with everything that Isabella's going to go through as the season progresses, it's probably going to be a message of what not to do.
Pretty much.
Maybe. But what I really like about Isabella this season is that there's kind of, like, a weird taboo thing with your parents when you're in high school and you kind of don't know how to talk to them, or they don't know how to talk to you. So hopefully the people watching this season can kind of learn and take some notes and tips on how to talk to your teenage kids.
Yeah, that's so true.
Especially even like with a cultural aspect to
yeah,
it.
Totally.
So do you have a routine during the shoots to get into character? Music you listen to or something else?
So just putting on the costume grounds me in, like, her younger age. But honestly, like, I don't really. I'm just really open to being in the moment, you know, just being in the moment and, like, listening to what your partner's telling you and acting. And all the actors that I work with are, like, amazing. So they just give so much. So I'm just, like, ready and there. And I don't really think about it that much.
You have an amazing cast to work off of, to work with. Because this is your first big thing that you've
it's
ever
my first
done.
Anything, basically.
Oh, yeah. Really?
So just to be put into that scene with so many amazing actors was just so lucky for me.
It's such a gift,
What was it like your first day on set, just walking in and seeing...
Girl, I did not even have time to be nervous. Like, they called me the day before to shoot. So I didn't even know I was cast until the day before. They called me, they're like, remember that thing you auditioned for 2 months ago? Like, you got it. Come on set tomorrow.
They called you the day before?
Yeah, the day or, like, 2 days before max. Like,
oh my God.
It was crazy.
In Texas at this point?
I was in LA. I had to fly out, everything. And so then I just got on set, and haven't had time to take it in. Like, I still haven't. It just happened, and then now I'm here.
Did you pack anything, or did you literally, like, buy everything in Texas when you got there?
Well, I live in Texas.
Oh,
I live in Houston when I'm not living here in LA. So I didn't. I have everything in both places.
Yeah, you're like, okay, I'll just go home.
Let's see.
Gosh, what else we got?
Did you feel prepared to hit the big Hollywood TV series?
Yeah, totally. I think, I mean, I've been here preparing for 5 years, going to classes every week, and when I didn't have money to go to classes, I would watch movies and memorize the scripts of the movies and just practice that by myself.
Oh,
and
that's smart.
Right.
Yeah.
You see, guys, like,
there's
a dream.
There's always a way to do things, like, always. Don't let anyone tell you can't, or, like, barriers. And so, yeah, I think I've just always been, like, I'm ready now.
You're super
ready.
Disciplined.
You
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Always, I like that. Be ready so you don't have to get ready.
Yeah.
And let's see if always got the quotes.
All those are right.
The Queen of the South always has the quotes.
All those.
Especially Camila Vargas.
She
had the best lines, right?
Her with the dress last episode, where she said, "Are you going to let that dress wear you? Or are you going to dry that dress?"
Exactly. And I was like, everything she says is so profound.
Yes. Right. Even in real life, Veronica Falcón, I love you, Veronica. She's like the most wise woman ever, and just like walking, quoting things, and you're just like, want to write everything down.
You're like, okay, what'd you say? Is it one more time?
Because we rehearse the scene before we shoot it, and she'll like sit me down and we'll be talking. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna get so lucky. Hold on, let me record everything you're saying.
Well,
go ahead.
How is she compared to her character and then compared to real life?
She's the biggest sweetheart. She really took me in, and she, you know, going into the set being no one, you think, oh, everyone's gonna be
rude,
like,
or
not rude, but yeah, very posh. And no one was like that. Mm-hmm. And especially her, she like took me under her wing and helped me and like gave me tips on how to do things right. on set, because I didn't even know the language. I was like, what does that mean? Uh-huh. So she really helped me out.
I got to go on the set. Sorry to interrupt you, I got to visit the set when they were doing the tail end of the episodes. And when Veronica Falcón walks in the room, everybody just stops because, of course, she's Jamila Vargas. Mm-hmm. The first thing that stood out for me was, even though she dresses similarly elegant, but she had on like, it was all flowers and beautiful, and that's the first thing that caught my attention. Mm-hmm. I was like, whoa, this is like the opposite of Camila.
Right. Usually so, she's right. like dark colors.
Yeah. yeah, dark, serious, very business. Sexy, yeah. Well, this was party Camila, because it was like,
there you go.
Yeah, yes, what was like the, what is it, business?
After hours.
After hours.
after hours, Camila.
That's what I love about all of these women on the show, is that they all embody so much power mm-hmm. and strength that when they walk in a room, it's like, everything stops.
Right. Right.
It's great. Exactly. No. And I feel like the actresses embody that too, because you can't play that part without embodying that off screen as well. Exactly. You know?
And but just, they're showing me like as a person that like, that's okay. Like you could do that. You don't mm-hmm. have to, you know, be silent in the corner and just like go into the room mm-hmm. and own it.
And at the same time, we also see all their vulnerabilities.
Yeah.
Which is what I love. You can see the duality there.
Yeah. Right.
We get that full like depth instead of what usually women are just kind of the two-dimensional character.
Exactly.
Right. So even these like badass characters have this soft side.
Right.
Yeah. You're the soft side.
I love that about
the yeah. You are the soft side for everything.
Absolutely.
The weak spot that brings them in. Do we have any more fan questions?
Let's see. What is your favorite thing about the show?
Like in my world or just like in...
I mean, either or whatever way you want to interpret that.
Favorite character or favorite scene.
I love working in all the mansions because mm-hmm. it's like I've never even stepped foot in a mansion. Right, so it's just like, oh my God, this is our set today. So that's what I love about like working there.
Yeah.
But my favorite thing on the show is just, you know, seeing so many women kick ass. Mm-hmm. I think that's my favorite part of it.
And I mean, and the guys are just so ugly. You know, that's got to be one of the okay. worst.
They're hard straight to up, look at. Everyone on set thinks I'm actually like 16. Guys, I'm not. I'm
right.
I'm not going to say my age, but like, I'm not 16. So they all treat me like a little sister.
A little baby.
Yeah, it's so funny too. So whenever people will say like, he's so hot. What is he like? I'm like, he's just like a big goofy brother to me.
Right. Yeah, 2 seconds into my set visit, we're like, okay, where's John? Yeah. Where's Peter? We're going to decide today, you guys. This was the most serious question of the day. And I'm so sorry you're saying that word. But it's like, so are you team Wedo? Or are you team James?
Yeah. Ooh, that's a good one. Anyone join us in the live chat. What team are you team?
Yes. Hashtag team. That's a perfect
What team are you on?
Yeah. Oh, I'm all about James. That sexual tension is intense. And I feel like, yes, we love her with Wedo, but... when they hook, because there's no doubt in my mind that sexual tension is going to come to a peak at some point this season, and it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and I'm going to be ready. I'm ready, you guys. Right. I'm ready.
Yeah. I'm James.
James.
He's
an OG.
James.
He's there for like thick and thin.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yes, he's her ride or die.
Exactly.
Wedo is too shady.
Yeah, I'm like,
I don't trust that fool.
No, he's going back and forth. He's like a flip flopper.
No, he's too much. Well, let's kind of, I guess, let's talk about the show a little bit, and then we'll go back to fan questions.
Yeah. We do have someone in the live chat. Hi.
Thank you, Nini.
Y'all ladies are beautiful.
What's up?
Thanks.
Thank you, Nini. So let's talk about Wedo and Teresa, since that was our first step. You guys. She's not blind to love anymore. And you can tell from the first 5 minutes, you know, she knows what's happening. She acknowledges what she feels, and she's taking control.
What was that? There was a last line that she said that was,
I got it.
But I love that the throwback that they did in this episode.
In Mexico, yeah.
And you know what? It did secure, because I thought that he had actually just... left her, didn't actually love her. This is all a sham. Uh-huh. So seeing that flashback, really, I was like, oh, okay.
Put things
I was
together.
Wrong. Yeah. Thank God I was wrong.
Yeah. Oh, I have something to throw out there on this one,
go
you guys.
For it. Yeah. Tell me, please.
So, how many of you during that bed scene that, you know, in the flashback, do you think about the premiere, the beginning part where she's in bed with somebody and she shoots this person that we can't see?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Does anybody else think that was there like
now
a secret message?
Now that you say it.
Now that we've seen this episode,
I'm like, wait a minute.
It could be.
But I want to know where James goes.
Yeah. Like, well, maybe he's always there, you know?
Maybe. This maybe she's using side. It as her what tactic.
Is, what else her side now?
Well, oh, her side piece. Yeah.
Well, I feel like she still has those. She has a lot of unresolved emotions about Wedo because mm-hmm. yeah. she was mourning yeah. him. Of and course. Now all of a sudden,
you're back. Back. Like, you how just do want I... me to accept you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Just because yeah. you're back.
So I feel like she's conflicted. There's mm-hmm. definitely like a triangle forming there, and I'm very excited.
It gives some like... oomph to it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah,
love triangles are the greatest things.
Everything
to
in our life was always on your terms. Now it's on mine.
There yes. we go. Yes. Mm. Girls, that is true. Yes. Take reign of your life.
Okay. Yes.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And speaking of taking reign, we thought that this is actually not a good transition, but I tried.
she tried. She
I got tried.
It. You
I tried.
You got this, girl. I'm going to help you.
Thank right. you. We're gonna going to let that go, and I'm just going to jump in.
Right.
But, I was thinking that Wedo was going to turn her into the DEA.
Me too.
And when they walked in, what was your guys' initial reaction to that point?
Yeah, that's what I thought, mm-hmm. that he set her up. And I was trying to figure out if she believed him when he was saying, I promise you, like, I didn't do this. And then they admitted it, like, he didn't. But still, it's the DEA. They both could be conniving. He could be conniving. She could, I mean, the DEA yeah. could be mm-hmm. conniving. And they're just like... trying to do whatever to make her come on their side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel like even if he did, it was to protect her.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So oh, yeah. there's a lot of gray area there that we still need to work mm-hmm. out.
Right. Just keep watching. Because in his mind, the DA is like keep the watching. End all. They're going to save them. But we got right. a Team James.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Team James.
Yes.
Yes. I love this.
For those of you that are listening and don't know, he's actually like half Mexican and half English. So as soon as he walked into the room and he sat down and he's like... Hello.
Yes.
We're oh my like, God. What? What just right. happened? Oh my God! That totally divided lines that right. were kind of gray before.
You're like, well, Team James now. By James.
Way. I'm all the way in.
Right.
Oh my goodness. So at the end, at the end of the episode, uh-huh. Teresa gives Wedo the option.
Yeah, she's giving out ultimatums.
Jumping over
to the dark side,
mm-hmm. or continuing with the DA. What do you guys kind of mixing a prediction into now? What do you think he's going
to
choose?
I think if he would be smart to join their side and play right. the cards on that side, and kind of still use his tie with the DEA because he can't sever those ties either. Right. That or he's going to jail.
Right.
So he's stuck with that. But I feel like if he really loves Teresa, then he would basically do whatever he can to keep her,
mm-hmm.
which would mean you got to go to Camilla's side and play on the dark side and right. use your, yeah. your... You're, like, keeping quiet because you're, like, I know all this.
I can't say anything. Right. I don't want to mess up.
No, I agree with what you said. I think it'll be his best bet to...
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like he loves... her that much that he would. Like, I feel like he is going to go the distance
really?
For her.
But I feel like we don't really know how deep in he is, though. Yet.
I know, but...
We don't know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I feel like since Camilla is at war with her husband, she would be for it, too. Just because she knows how close he was.
No, Epifanio does not like him at all.
Uh-uh.
But I feel like he knows Epifanio's business and the way that he went about
book,
things.
So yeah, he had the book, but yeah. he don't have it no more.
No,
the only Teresa has it, so Teresa is winning right now.
Yeah. Okay, the only person that Epifanio liked outside of Isabella was poor Batman, and we saw what happened to him.
I mean, he got roasted.
He got
literally
figuratively. And I feel like that's a great example of how the new showrunner Natalie Chaidez is changing things up. I got to interview her for a profile, and we were talking about, like, so one of my favorite showrunners is Kurt Sutter, mm-hmm. Sons of Anarchy,
yeah.
and I was like, you know, Natalie, are you going to be something like Kurt, where you're not going to be afraid to kill off people? And she was like, I don't know that I could be as savage as Kurt, but
right.
I definitely have no fear if it's part of the story. So let's not get too attached to anybody.
She's so badass. She brought so much to this season, and I'm so happy to work with her.
Right.
She's insane. Did you notice the differences in scripts from season one to season two?
Yeah. She totally put her own flavor, and I mean, we could all tell with all these hooks that were left with every single episode. It's just mm-hmm. saying the writers this season, the writing room is just amazing. I'm
right.
a huge fan of every single writer in
they
the
watch
show.
So
that's great.
Yeah, they did
us,
so
they sent us George,
Ryan.
That was so nice.
Everyone Ben.
Nini has a question saying she thinks he might become a double agent.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
what's up? No, I mean, going back to that, I think that if it's integral to the storyline, I appreciate showrunners
Same.
So much more, mm-hmm. even though it makes me really angry because I love these characters.
Right.
But you're doing an injustice to the story if
right.
you keep these people for no reason, just because the fans love them. I feel like if you're a true fan of the show, you're willing to see where this leads you, you know? Yeah. And they're doing such a great job with that, totally. I think.
Or like the Queen of the South of the narco world.
Literally,
exactly. Right. Yeah. And like Cersei is my mom.
Yeah. Like, oh, I love it. Well, the showrunner is a female, and right. all the characters are lead females, which makes it so like... We keep talking about that common
supporting actors,
theme every episode that we're talking about it. So
no, it's amazing. And then going back to Weddle real quick, I honestly think that he's too selfish to jump over to the other side.
Really?
Yeah, I think he cares too. He loves himself more than he loves.
Yeah, she left her out. He hung her to dry at the end of season one and just make sure he took care of his own butt. Right.
He was like, I'm free. You'll be fine. You got the book. Okay, bye. Like, no, dude, if you really love someone, I feel like he would have taken her. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have an amazing show, but...
And then his way of connecting was, oh, I saw the bed that you slept in when you were... And it's like... And what, that you understand what I went through now all of a sudden? Yeah. Did you left me there?
Do anything about it?
Like, thank you for noticing how I make beds. But... Right.
But meanwhile, James was there watching your back the whole step of the way.
Let's get into Team James. That's all of us here. You guys.
Can we talk about how everyone on Camila's team is, like, going to Team Teresa now? Like, they're all watching her. I was saying, at the end of this episode, I was like, oh my gosh, Pote is, like, her fairy godmother.
Right. He really is.
Godmother.
Yeah. His one-liners, though. I saw a meme on here earlier about him, like, with his diet. Yes, I'll start tomorrow.
I think I retweeted the whole fairy godmother thing. I was telling her, I go, somebody needs to give him a Red Bull. All he needs is the wings.
Right.
See, I got my one-liners too,
you
guys.
You do all night, though. You've had the one-liners that I love. I think you even were the first one to mention that both is her ride or die.
I got to speak to him too at the premiere, and she earned his respect at the end of last season and the season finale when he saw, after Brenda died, and he saw what she was capable of. Mm-hmm. And that completely turned for him that, I mean, he left the dark side to come and be Teresa's. And as we saw in the premiere, he's there with her at the end.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, they all see that. Everyone in Camila's team, they all see how powerful Teresa can be.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she literally had the government do her dirty work. Right. Yeah. She had the United States government do her dirty work.
She's not even a citizen.
The Texas Patriot Squad. Well, civilian.
They're civilian, way, like...
Organized armed forces.
They had some military training, but they weren't official. And I love that exactly what you said, that she was able to manipulate them. She got that Carl's number.
Yeah, but hello, shall I call him? She wanted him to say,
no baby.
And then he's going to look deep into her eyes and say, you know you're Team James, don't you?
Right. That exactly.
You need to be in the writing room.
Right? Come on, Natalie, call me.
Right.
Put her on because she's amazing. I love it.
She's proved herself already.
Seriously. Yeah. And, I mean, they do, let's jump over to the Texas Patriot Squad. So they get them to kind of create that illusion while Teresa goes and throws the bomb in that the colonel... is currently walking through the tunnels and then leaves his men in there. You guys, this guy's so creepy.
Yeah, but he's bringing the drama, and he's showing Epifanio that he's not the biggest badass in the room, though.
Epifanio's not in charge anymore. When he was talking to the other man, you could see not how soft Epi has become, but how, like, a little bit more lenient. Yeah. And then right away, you see the colonel just, like, take reins and just be like, no, this is what we're gonna do. And Epi's eyes were burning. Like,
right. Well, he fried his best friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now going over after his daughter.
Yeah,
that was creepy. That scene where they're just looking at each other's eyes from across the room. Like,
yeah, after the little the toast or whatever.
Did you guys see the little daggers flying too? I saw that.
I feel so much
better. What'd
you say? I said, Isabella's gonna watch out because... I know you can't tell us anything. If not, I would ask you questions about that. But, oh, my God.
Tell us everything. We had a prediction about you and your character, I think, was it last episode or the one before, that you, I mean, we talked about it a little bit earlier in this show, is that you really do control both your parents. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel like you have the upper hand, and I feel like you'll ultimately take over mm-hmm. at one point. That's just my prediction.
That's awesome, yeah. Riders, if you're listening to this, I love her idea.
Yeah.
Let her take over.
Yeah, but she does kind of take over in a sort of way this season, though.
She is. Yeah.
She's hitting all their weak spots.
Like, what I can say is I know I'm in power, and I know mm-hmm. I hold the cards. Mm-hmm. So.
Exactly.
Maybe some later seasons, you'll kind of take over.
Yeah.
Queen of the South. It'll move from Vanessa to Isabella.
What if you're the one that actually shoots Teresa?
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking. Her and Vanessa would be at
odds. Look at that. I don't
know. It could be your team. We don't know.
And you were a double agent.
This whole time. You called up Carl or whatever his name was.
There you go. You're like, I'm the one running this bitch here.
I'm actually dating Widow.
That would be really good.
Yes, oh, that would be good.
Yeah.
Because I was going to ask you with the whole team picking, like if you had to pick one of them to be Isabella's first kiss. Would you go with Widow?
James.
Yes.
Yeah. We're all Team James. We're all Team James.
He's savage. He's like,
right. No matter how you play the card.
And loyal. Like, Team loyal.
And I love that we found out a little bit about him in this episode, that he had a military background.
Yeah. Right. When he said, just so casually, he says it to him, he's like, oh, military. Let me fix you up, babe.
Exactly, yeah. Right? And he's such a hero, I feel like.
Uh-huh. Yes.
She would definitely fall in love with that.
He
like, even if you're not trying to, it's like, you have no choice.
It's just instinct for him, too.
Yeah.
That he just jumps. He's like, oh, you're hurt? Let me help you. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're about to get shot. I'll risk my life.
Right. Exactly.
He jumps out automatically.
Let's go.
Which I'm wondering, though, is his loyalty just, he's just a loyal person in general?
Right.
Or that's kind of going into the love mm-hmm. interest storyline?
I think he is a pretty loyal person in general, because I feel like he's very loyal to Camila.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see him giving a different type of loyalty to Teresa, but it's still equal, you know? It's just like, mm-hmm. I'm falling in love with Teresa, so this is the loyalty I'm giving her mm-hmm. on top of just loyalty of me being a loyal person.
I hope we'll see more of a flashback with him mm-hmm. to kind of solidify all of that a little mm-hmm. bit more.
And well, as an actor...
Oh, sorry, no.
As an actor, I just love how crazy it is for him to be so hardcore and then be like
soft.
So open and sentimental at the same time. It's like such a good
It's mix. A dimension.
Yeah.
You need something like that.
Yeah.
Because if not, you have a... I don't want to say this, but you'd have a flatline character if you don't have that dimension. And to see an actor being so willing and open, especially a man, to have those feelings and to go that place, I think that's why we love the show so much, is that the actors are so willing to give so much to all of these characters, you know?
Everybody does, and that's it. I feel like you guys are both actors, so from that perspective, do you feel like that's something that's new that's happening in TV, where characters, men and women, are given more depth, or they have to kind of push the envelope, or this is something that's always taken part?
I think writers now are less... held back.
I think it's
so better writing, and you know, actors are all for it.
Yeah, I think that's where I was going, is that I think we're in an era of TV that there's more opportunity to delve into those depths, versus like before,
like
it wasn't that
sitcom,
right?
You know?
It wasn't that they didn't want
to be
to.
The character,
right? It wasn't that they didn't want to. I mean, look at Meryl Streep's career, which happy birthday, Meryl Streep.
Aww.
Have to
is
plug that
really?
In.
Yeah, it's her birthday.
Speaking of queens,
like,
right? Exactly. But she has had some like amazing roles throughout the years, but if you really look at it, we haven't had that many opportunities as women or as actors to really get that much depth.
Totally.
The TV
it's
right
a new
now
era of TV.
It's a whole it's
that
a golden era
game.
Of TV right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Netflix, Hulu, like people are willing to push the boundaries and it gives us more room to push the boundaries.
Totally.
But I think despite the writers, you just have to be a good actor to be able to do that. Like even if the writer gave you that role, or you know, they didn't have those boundaries, if they didn't have the right actor, you know, playing what you're writing,
true.
Is not gonna work out.
Yeah, I think it goes twofold. I think it's like everybody's working as a team to make something so much more powerful.
Alisi, if you look at her, you just have to look into her eyes. She says so much
just
with her
eyes.
Yeah. The stillness of just being there. Yeah. It's beautiful.
You see every so many layers of her. I don't want to say all of them, but you see so many layers just in her eyes.
Yeah.
Totally.
Agreed.
Mimi put the quote that I wrote down, but how Camila was saying that women are more barbaric than men. And I wrote that down.
Yes.
She was like, in war and in love, women are more barbaric. I was like, that is so great. And it's so true. But we don't even realize it.
Well, I think we don't really get the opportunity to realize it as much, because we haven't had the opportunity to have that many positions. Like, I mean, you don't see very many women running the cartel. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we've never been able to test those boundaries. I feel like we totally could.
Mm-hmm. It's a man's world for sure. And
not anymore.
We're changing
it.
Not
Queen
of the South.
Yeah, I was getting there. But, we gotta finish it. You know, ladies, we gotta finish it for sure. And I think that's something that even once women were pushed to the limit, that's when that side does come out even more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody says that don't be so hard on Guero.
Don't forget. Hey, you got it.
Okay. Forget that he prepped her for all of this.
Thanks. That's
true. Yeah. That's true.
But Camila has been prepping her this for the past couple of months.
That's been her mentor.
Yeah.
I always learned a lot from her. Say that. I say whether she knows it or not, she's her mentor.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And she's kind of Teresa's her daughter that she can't have right now.
Right.
Exactly. Giving her the beamer that she was going to give Isabella.
Yeah. You didn't know you were getting a beamer, did you?
I don't know if I didn't read the last page of that script or something, but when I saw it, I was like, wait, what? I was going to get a beaver.
Right. You just got watching your reaction at the table, because we all watched it together before, and you went, what?
It's so funny, too, because when I see the show, I'm like, oh, I missed them, like, as a human being, and then I'm like, wait, watch the show, focus on the show. Oh, my God, the show's so good, and then Epifanio looks like my dad in real life, so I'm just like, oh, Epi, like, I want to hug you, and stuff, so I get, like, so sidetracked just like thinking of them as humans.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Like, how does it feel to watch yourself back on camera?
It's cool because, like, whoa, that's awesome. But then there's always that side of you just being like, really, do I look like that from the back?
Yeah.
I've tried so hard these past couple, last season and this season, to just chill, just watch it, let it go, and then just go move on with your life. And my acting classes at Anthony Mindel have, like, really taught me to, like, stop all that chatter.
Just we go to the same acting studio. That's why she keeps looking at me.
They go way back.
I have a really funny anecdote about them just being regular people. So on the set, I got to talk to Joaquin, who plays Epifanio. Uh-huh. And so he mentioned, he was like, so he's really good friends in real life with Veronica Falcón. They live actually in the same apartment building.
Really?
And I was like, oh my God, could you imagine going to throw out the trash and you just stepped out and you see them together just being regular?
They go grocery shopping together.
Right. Really? Oh my God, that's so cute. Isn't that so funny? You're just doing the groceries kind of and there's Camila and you know, and Epifanio
power friends together. Right? You're like,
amazing. Yes.
I thought that would be so funny to witness as a fan.
Yeah, like not only did I get Camila today, I got Epifanio today too.
Yes. Since we're on location, we try to just keep each other, you know, together and keep each other company. Mm-hmm. So if you do see us in Dallas, we're probably all together at the same time. Right. So.
Do you guys live in the same building when you're shooting?
No.
No, okay.
No.
Okay, cool.
So everyone gets their own space to kind of separate.
Yeah, I guess we just pick, I don't know how that goes down.
Well, I just think that they had the same realtor because they're such good friends and they just live in the same building.
So
there you go. It's like, let's meet at the washing machine. Like,
like, let's run lines together real quick. Prep for tomorrow.
I love that.
That's actually something I'd like to know. Do you guys, you said you do rehearsals right before.
Yeah. Right before we take the final shot, I mean, we do a rehearsal take.
Yeah.
But it's just quick, like one rehearsal take, and then we have like a couple minutes to talk about the scene.
Mm-hmm. Do any of the cast have like any little nuances they do before? Do they stay in character during the whole shoot? Do they like
nothing? No one stays in character during the whole shoot. I mean, imagine my mom being coming all the time.
Oh my God.
That'd be awesome. I know a couple of us, I mean, listen to music sometimes or whatever, but nothing that I can, like, really pinpoint.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Nothing, like, that sticks out the most.
Yeah, no.
What's the best advice you got from any of them? Because you said that they took you under, like, a little sister and a daughter.
Oh my gosh. So, the Cortez, his name is Yancy Arias in real life, and he's, like, the Don Cheadle of Queen of the South. Like, he just always says quotes, like, live quotes, and he always tells me, because I really wanted to reach out to someone for a project, and he was like, don't do that. They're going to see your work, and the work is going to come to you. Like, you do the best you can, and that work, you know, that's, like, your sign to say, like, I'm available, I'm here. Oh, wow. So let the work speak for itself.
That's great.
So I was like, yeah, you're right, Yancy. Like, you're so wise.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, he's so the opposite of his character in real life. Yeah. He's so nice.
He, like meditates every day. He went to school. Did he go to Juilliard? No, he did Broadway.
Okay. Oh, my God.
He's from New York.
He's from New York. Yeah, he's amazing.
Some videos.
Yeah.
Right?
He's amazing. He sings in the show, so if you keep watching, you're going to hear him actually sing in the show.
Queen of the South.
Cool. In Queen of the South.
That'll be...
Yeah.
I'm interested to see how they mix that with his, like, big
just
badass
character. Just she was able to give us something.
A musical
he's
episode.
He's, like, sharpening a knife singing.
Yeah. A good melody.
Oh, my God. Like, Phantom of the Opera.
El Comandante. Is he scary in person? He's not scary at all in person.
Dang, that's a relief because he terrifies me every time he's on stage. Last kind of two people we haven't talked about is the DA and the lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
So they're digging around. We have this new lawyer now that Dale's gone. Yeah. And
rest
he
in
was
peace. Rest in
rest
pieces.
In peace. Right. Oh, man.
Rest in pieces.
Oh God.
I kind of, in a weird way, I kind of liked him.
I liked him too, but it's Mark Consuelo. Uh-huh.
Right? You can't not love him. Right? Ugh.
That scene last episode, takes off his shirt, he's like, you're like, woo.
Exactly. But now he's on a Night Shift, which is NBC.
Okay. Okay.
Here we go.
Is that why they do you have the insight? Is that why they killed him off so he could go shoot something else?
No, because I think at the time he was doing the Fox show, the baseball show.
Okay.
Pitch.
Yeah. Pitch.
Yeah, so I just think it worked out that way.
Okay. Because I know sometimes they'll kill off someone if they're like, oh, I got a new project to jump on over.
Well, I'm not going to say what I was going
to
say.
Dang it!
I feel like that's what happened with Justina. Because she got one day at a time. I don't know that that's true. I'm just that's something that I figured that they killed off Brenda.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, she just might have needed to die.
Right.
They need to do some weird like Game of Thrones thing where Brenda just like comes back to life all of a sudden.
She's not dead. She comes back.
She comes back.
She needs to haunt somebody.
She takes care of Tony. Yeah. Tony's love revives her.
Poor
what
Tony.
Is it like in old novellas where they would have the like grandma or somebody significant come back as like their caretaker and you just see like
or
them
a twin,
as a shadow.
Their evil twin.
Yeah.
It's their evil twin. Oh, I love
could
it.
They could pull a novella stunt. No, in my dreams, that's not going to happen. But going back to... Well, totally off topic.
We're having so much fun right now.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Honestly,
screw the episode. We're just like chatting.
This is some of the, like, funnest times I've had on this panel. But do you guys think that the DEA and the lawyer, do you think that the lawyer is going to kind of give up that information eventually and give in like Dale did?
Or I think he's power hungry.
Okay.
I think that whole conversation he had with Camila basically saying, because she's so intuitive. Like, she asked, you're the richest man in Dallas. Why are you helping me? Why do you want me? I already pay you a hefty price.
Yeah.
You know, what are you doing? And he gives this whole, like, backstory of, you know, how he lost all of his riches and came back. I think he's hungry for power.
Mm-hmm.
He has all the money in the world. It's almost like if you go back to, what was the king's name?
King George.
King George. Uh-huh. There you go. King George is in it for the fun, and I feel like the same thing with this lawyer. He is manipulative, and he wants to get ahead and play the game. And I think that's why. And he's not going to give it up to the DEA. It'd be too easy.
Right.
Well, but also going back to the story that he was saying about his past when he was when he was younger and his family had all this money and then they lost it or whatever it was that he was saying. So I just feel like it's kind of like a game to him at this point. He's been there with all the money.
Yes.
And he's been there with all the power. Mm-hmm. So now it's like, let's have fun.
Exactly. He doesn't know what game he's getting into, though.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
But
I love the bullshit goggles that Camila had on. She was like, what do you want?
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
She has such bullshit goggles.
I wish I had those
on. Right?
Oh my, we need her to put that out to the market.
Yeah.
Bullshit goggles.
Because I love those, things.
Yeah.
But before we go back into fan questions, let's jump into our predictions for the next episode of season.
Ooh.
Music?
Ooh.
Oh, there it is. It's like we're not getting it today.
Oh.
Oh my God.
I love it.
Well, predictions.
Well, we did see at the end of in the teaser, we see that Güero and Teresa are holding guns against each other.
Right.
Don't talk about that.
Right. I think I guess as a prediction, they're gonna find out about her meeting up with Epifanio. I mean, not Epifanio, with Güero.
I was like, wait, what?
Yeah,
I know, me too.
But yeah, I think they're gonna find out somehow, some way, and not necessarily turn on her because of it, but they're just gonna find out, and we'll just have to see what the consequences are.
She's gonna be forced to make a choice.
Yeah, and maybe that's why the guns, like, I don't know.
I think she's already made her choice.
Yeah.
With that line, I feel like she's literally keeping him as a card in her back pocket,
right?
Because he is the link to the DEA. If she betrays him too. He's also got the like heads up. If she says I don't want you anymore, he's like, fine, DEA got you, bye.
Right.
So she's kind of playing that card to her benefit
and
too.
We've seen,
you know,
that she is. Oh, sorry.
It's almost like a standoff, like with the two guns. Like we see the preview, it is a standoff of other sorts of like who's going to manipulate over the other.
Mm-hmm. Who will shoot first?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly.
I feel like she would.
Yeah. Or James will come behind and shoot him for her.
Yeah.
No, but she's her own hero.
Yeah, she is. Right.
I feel like she would do it
she
first.
She doesn't need James for this.
That's why that's her conscious.
Huh. Yeah, I love that.
She's her own hero. Yeah.
Sandy, do you want to throw us off with a false prediction?
Give
us
the wrong
one.
Use your imagination.
No, I'm just going to say what you all were talking about. This season is all about choices, and making them and just, like, sticking to them. Making those
like,
choices.
Like, no hesitation. Make the choice.
Right? Yeah. Split-second decision, because it's either life or death. Right. It's like like what James said. It's not, like, win or, good or bad. It's win or lose,
right.
Live or die.
And you don't have time to think about that.
No,
you know, it's
no
simple.
Moment.
He's so deep, you guys.
He is so dreamy.
Look at you over there.
She actually met him, though. She's good. She got her fix.
I have, ladies.
We need to have him on the show next.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
No, we'll probably
all
just...
Call him up. Text him for us. Please have me back for that one.
Because honestly, you might take over because we'll all just be here like...
When you flex the bicep...
I'll tell him all the questions.
Just give him the cup and like lift so you can see the bicep.
Yes. You guys are revealing all my secrets.
Oh, my God.
Please don't watch this.
So what's your prediction?
My prediction, thank you. I agree with you guys so far. I think there's going to be a standoff between Widow and Teresa. I also think that there's going to be some issue between Epifanio and the Colonel and Cortez, right? Is his name? And Cortez, because I think that there's going to be that. There's a weird triangle now with Isabella in the middle between these two men, so I could see Cortez kind of possibly
pushing
her, doing something.
Major power struggle.
That power struggle.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
I could
that.
See her getting into a really bad situation, and because she's Isabella and the women are shown to be so powerful, she'll get herself out of it.
Ooh, I love that.
And
she is definitely rebelling this season, so we never know.
With my friend Olivia, she's my best friend on the show. She's my best friend in real life, too.
Oh, yeah, she used to do a Nickelodeon show Every Which Way, and this is like her first debut not in Nickelodeon.
So y'all were so best friends before the show?
During the show.
Gotcha.
We became friends.
That's so cool, though, still.
She's the comedy of all of my scenes because I'm always so dramatic and dark, and she's just like on the side saying something funny.
Her look so at Epifanio, though, she was like,
Right.
It's like, oh, okay.
She's like, yeah, you're a governor, whatever. Yeah, he's the most powerful person in Mexico, and he's like, whatever.
And what about those pearls? I feel like that was so funny. She brought the comedy relief in that room.
Yeah.
Because it was thick in there first.
I secretly, as Isabel, as an actor, you always have to have secrets. Mm-hmm. So my secret for that scene was like, I actually did love the pearls. But then I saw her being like, those are ugly. Those are for tea times with old people. And I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But like, I love them.
But she's very easily influenced, it seems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you have everything. Like, your character has everything that you could ever want. So I feel like you just want to be liked.
Except normal parents.
Right? Normal parents. Relationships. But like on the surface to everyone she looks like. So I mean, as a teenager, I feel like you're in a different position than everyone else. You're
wanting to fit in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
But we're definitely gonna see like a coming of age this season. Mm-hmm. I believe. I know you can't say it, but
oh, I can't say that. I have a boyfriend. I have a boyfriend on the show now.
Oh, great.
And he's a cutie. You will meet him next episode.
And he's so awesome. His name is Mitch Duval, and he is a Telemundo actor.
Oh, okay.
So he's done a lot of novelas in Mexico. And now he's doing his crossover in the United States with us.
Thanks for that, sweetie.
Oh, I love it.
We got
more love.
It's so awesome that that's there's exciting. So many crossover actors with this. Because I was looking through all the IMDb's of all the actors and
Wait, can we talk about Rafael Amaya right quick? Because he blows James and Güero out of the water. Sorry. El Señor de los Cielos, hello. He's so hot.
So dreamy.
He literally, I've heard that the numbers as far as viewership blow up every time he's on there.
Oh wow.
Well,
they were telling me since they're novela actors, they're on everyone's TV every single day for months and months and months and months, and like years, so they have such a huge following and they love their fans and they're like so good with that. So then all of their fans are just like coming to us with Queen of the South, and it's awesome.
Right. And what I learned about that is that they're even dubbed in faraway countries, because I've seen a lot of novela actors and it'll be like Czechoslovakia, fan club, Romania, all the, and it's because it's because all the novelas are dubbed, so their fan bases are global.
Right.
Well, I have a friend in South Africa who, he loves Latina, so he watches telenovelas.
You see, there you go. Yeah.
That's dope. That's dope.
He's smart.
No, he knows what's going on. Let's jump in the chat real quick.
What if the besties... What if the bestie is spying on her?
Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh, Jonathan Vaya is in for the question.
That's a really good one.
That's a good prediction.
Nini, I feel like there's something shady about James' past, or maybe Foggy, I guess. Because he took that very seriously when he told the officer, "Do you find it funny to put hands on women?" That's right. We saw James standing up for ladies, using his male privilege for positivity.
Right. There we go. I like that.
Yes. That was beautiful. I love how the writers just mix in different, like, little cultural, social, political aspects, even with the Texas Patriot Squad and, like, their lingo towards them, even after he said how he was a U.S. citizen.
And the writer for this episode, Daylin, she's amazing. She's one of the smartest women I've ever met as well, so she's awesome. She's on top of it, as y'all can see.
Seriously, every storyline is great.
Yeah, and I know that for a fact that Natalie actually... hired a lot of female directors.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome. For this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's beautiful. So let's
this woman power.
Jump back into maybe like two or three more fan questions.
Yeah, I think we had like we've pretty much covered a lot of it. Oh, this one's nice. Isabella, I think they were just referring to you as a person rather than the character. Says, Isabella is awesome. Where is she from? And when will we see you on the big screen?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, whenever directors want to hire me.
Hey, guys.
I'm from Houston, Texas. My family's from Monterrey, Nuevo León. And, you know, I grew up going there every summer, every vacation, every, like, three-day weekend. Mm-hmm. So I'm basically half from there as well. And now I live in Los Angeles. And I'm just auditioning, going out there, seeing what other projects I can get right now. So
it's amazing.
Put her on the screen, guys.
Are you guys coming back for a third season? Do we know yet?
I hope so.
Okay, we haven't found out yet whether or not.
But if you keep watching and the ratings are awesome, then obviously we'll have a third season.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's awesome.
Just keep watching.
Oh, we will, and everybody else will too.
Thank you. I know we didn't hit all the questions in the live chat, but I mean, I know I go back through and like answer a lot, so we'll all be sure to like go back.
Leave it in the comments, guys. Yeah. We'll jump in there. We'll talk to you on Twitter. You know, somebody asked me a question last week on Twitter. We'll still respond to you, but thank you guys so much for joining us.
Oh, no,
and thank
it's over, right? We already talked for an hour.
we actually went over. I'm not going to trouble over this. Thank you so much, Sandy, for joining
us. Thank you.
Cultural, like, topics, insight. Trivia, insight was beautiful.
You're like a super fan. You should join the panel. Really Come on over.
Please, we have an extra spot. Please do.
I will.
Oh, no, she just got so excited.
I got so excited.
Right, I love it. You can take my spot. You can lead.
Where's the special effect with the clapping?
Can we get some clapping
real quick before I wrap?
Oh, hey!
And awesome. Rosie, if fans want to ask you more Queen of the South questions, where can they find you?
Social Rosie.
Rosy.
R-O-S-Y.
She interviewed R-O-S-Y. Me. She interviewed R-O-S-Y. Me for Queen of the South.
I
She's
did.
An amazing journalist.
Thank you. Oh my God, you guys.
And Sandy, where can people find you?
They can find me on Sandy_Vias on Instagram, which I use a lot more than Twitter. I'm so new to Twitter, guys. Mm-hmm. And then Twitter is just Sandy Vias, V-A-L-L-E-S.
Cool, thanks. Right. And Mo, you want to close it out?
Yes, find me on Instagram and Twitter at M-O Classified. And thanks to everybody else that has already interacted and reached out just for these past two episodes.
Yeah, thanks, guys. You all are amazing fans. We love talking to you guys. So tune in next week. Again, you can find me on all my social media at Candace R. Cruz.
Thanks, Candace. And once again, guys, leave those comments. Go on iTunes. You can listen to the podcast while you're driving. You don't have to just watch it on YouTube. Go on Stitcher. Anywhere that you can access a podcast, access video, YouTube, we're all there. So make sure to review, leave comments. And you guys can find me, Leslie Ambriz, on Twitter and Instagram at In Less Than No Time. Thanks, guys, for joining us.
Bye.
See you next
Bye.
Week.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Okay.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.